sponsors of The Lunchbox on RTL Today Radio.
It's 1 o'clock.
And here is your latest RTL Today news. CTEIE Director Patrick Hooch, speaking with RTL this morning, said that Luxembourg's public sector is rapidly digitalising under the Centre de Technologie de l'Information de l'État, managing 350 active projects. He highlighted a 14,000-user internal AI chatbot deployed to boost efficiency. The state partners with European firm Mistral, prioritising data sovereignty by running AI systems within its own data centres. With currently no alternative to the UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel told the new chief, Christian Saunders, Luxembourg will back the group with 30 million euros under a partnership running until 2027, and has added a further 3 million euros for the situation in Gaza. The agency continues to face major funding challenges after the US and other countries cut support. The government has unveiled a 7-point plan to make housing cheaper. Finance Minister Gilles Roth and Housing Minister Claude Meisch said it offers tax relief for buyers and incentives for investors to boost the supply for rental homes. A new housing bond is planned for early next year, letting people lend money to the state at a fixed rate, tax-free. The state hopes to raise 250 million euros to invest in affordable housing. In international news, Pakistan has launched a large-scale crackdown on undocumented residents, demolishing homes and conducting identity checks in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Law enforcement was ordered to arrest Afghan citizens without visas starting on the 10th of July. The ongoing operations have forced thousands to flee across the border or hide at home. A mini tornado struck near Lyon yesterday evening, bringing winds of over 100 kilometres an hour and widespread damage. One eyewitness described being lifted off the ground and dragged along by the wind, escaping serious injury despite flying debris. Firefighters responded to 150 incidents and two lorries overturned on the A72 motorway. Japan's parliament has tweaked the imperial succession law today but maintained the ban on women emperors, despite surveys suggesting wide public support for the idea. The future of the imperial household, mythically descended from the Shinto sun goddess Amaterasu, currently rests with Prince Hisahito, the 19-year-old nephew of 66-year-old Emperor Naruhito. Sports now, and Joe Root has said his younger England teammates were having to learn on the job in one-day international cricket because of a lack of experience in the 50-over game. The veteran batsman scored 99 not out as England beat India by 4 wickets in the second one-day international in Cardiff yesterday. Football's global body, FIFA, have said they will assess match reports before deciding if they take any action over Argentina's players holding up a banner, reading the Falklands are Argentinian, following their 2-1 victory over England after a British minister had called for FIFA to look into the incident following the World Cup semi-final match in Atlanta. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head on over to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and it's a much cloudier day than we have become accustomed to over the past few weeks, but we should have spells of sunshine throughout nevertheless. There remains the risk of heavy thunderstorms, which should diminish in the evening. Overnight, the weather will become dry with widespread clear spells, and temperature-wise, we are currently around 20 degrees, which will rise to 26 this afternoon.
RTL Today traffic info. On the N6 between Avenue Emile Reuter and Joseph II, there is a 5-minute delay with a tailback of 2.3 kilometres there. We've got a couple of minutes on the A3 between Bursham and Livonge with a tailback of just over a kilometre. Same on the N31 between Bettenberg West and Borange, a 4-minute delay there. And 3 minutes on the N3 between Plastimetz and Place de la Gare. There are 3 speed checks this afternoon, one in Bettenberg on Rue d'Abweiler, one in Heiderscheid on the N15, and the other one is in Oberramven on Rue Dundathana. You can stay up to date with all of the latest traffic by heading to today.rtl.lu/mobility.
The Afternoon Session with Lucy Genetzin. RTL. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
I see a mountain in my gaze.
RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beauty focus, EOU. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you, ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all.